The Torah portion for 7-7-2012. We go to Numbers chapter 9. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, or Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month at even, you shall keep it in his appointed seasons, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall you keep it. What is that date again? The 14th day of this first month. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, at even, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses, or Moshe, and before Aaron, or Aharon, on that day. And those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of Yahweh in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And of those certain men, Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh, or Yahovah, spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto Yahweh the 14th day of the second month at even. They shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover. They shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. And that man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto Yahweh, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger, and for him that was born in the land. And it repeats that in chapter 15:15. So here we are at Numbers 9, verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony, and at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of Yahweh, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of Yahweh, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of Yahweh and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of Yahweh, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of Yahweh, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereof, the children of Israel abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. And the last verse, 23, At the commandment of Yahweh they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of Yahweh they journeyed. They kept the charge of Yahweh, at the commandment of Yahweh, by the hand of Moshe. And that was the Torah portion for 7-7-2012, Numbers 9. And I would like to make a comment there that this commandment about keeping the Passover for those who are unclean by a dead body, that this is only for Passover. It doesn't apply to any other feast. That for Passover, that they were and are commanded to keep the Passover in the second month. Shalom. The next reading for the Torah portion is Ezekiel chapters 29 through 32. And there's a lot of text there in one Sabbath. That would be a whole lot of reading and not very much studying at all, and a lot of talking for me. So I'm going to refer you to a website, or I will send you the MP3 copies, and then you can just listen to that. But I would like to read Hebrews 10 for you here shortly. So today we read Numbers 9, and then I'm going to let Frederick Van Dyke, I believe his name is. I could get that name for you later. Hendrick, I think, is his first name. And a clear announcer for reading scriptures. He doesn't get real dramatic like Alexander Scorby. I don't really care for the theatrical emphasis, any kind of an accent or anything. All I need is just to hear somebody clearly read the scriptures. So we'll refer you to that and give you the website here in a moment. Ezekiel 29 through 32, Job 22 through 25. I was tempted to read that today, but, you know, be the big star and read Job. But I think I'll let Hendrick do that, Hendrick Van Dyke. And Hebrews chapter 10, which I'm going to use there and read for you, but also send you his reading of it as well, okay? Chapter 10 of Hebrews. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. But this would be a whole lot better to read the Restoration Version or Hezekiah's Version. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he comes into the world, he says, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. That should be underlined in all of our scriptures. Hebrews 10:6, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. That was the added law. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Yahweh. And he's quoting Psalm 40, verse 6 and 7. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Yahweh. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahweh. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are set apart through the offering of the body of Yahusha Messiah once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Verse 12, But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahweh. From henceforth expecting till his enemies he made his... For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are set apart, or made Kodesh in the Hebrew. Wherefore the Ruach HaKadosh also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. Will I write them in their hearts and minds, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the set apart by the blood of Yahusha, by a new and living way which he has set apart for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, And having a high priest over the house of Yahweh, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more offering for sins. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, we shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, do you suppose, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the Son of Yahweh, and has counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was set apart, a wicked thing, and has done despite unto the spirit of unmerited favor? For we know him that has said, Vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, saith Yahweh, and again, Yahweh shall judge his people, or Yahweh shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living sovereign one. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion on me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That was Hebrews 10. And here's the website. It's FSI Archive 1. That's FSI as in Fox, Sugar, Item, Archive, and the number 1, dot, familyradio.org/MP3, and then there's more codes there for you, and I'll send that to you in the email there. Family Radio Bible Fellowship. Now, the red flag goes up. Well, what about the big cheese there, the head honcho of Family Radio? Didn't he make a false prediction many, many times? Well, that putting it aside, the gentleman I'm going to play for you, who is now deceased, has got to be one of the greatest readers in the world for Scripture, except when he comes to Psalms. For me, he goes too quickly, and I really need to cogitate, to meditate upon each verse when I hear the book of Psalms or when I hear any Scripture. So, don't really care for his interpretation. I've already recorded the book of Psalms, done it entirely, and I probably put too much commentary in there, and you'll be able to pick that up on my website of yahweh.name. Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-A-H, Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, .name, N-A-M-E. So here we go now with Hebrews 10 for the Torah portion, and then I'll say shalom, and good day to you and all. Hope you have a Shabbat shalom.